bus lines, parks, the Mitchell Domes. These are all things that are funded by the county. According to county leaders, the municipality has been operating with a structural deficit for years, and difficult cuts must now be made. WUWM's Angelina Mosier-Salazar caught up with people at a public briefing on the budget to hear their concerns.
The Kosciuszko Community Center is full of people. There's a projector in front, rows of chairs, and in the back, there's a white poster stuck to the wall. The poster asks, "What do you love about Milwaukee County?" Members of the community were encouraged to write their answers. Most of the answers had to do with the parks.
We're all volunteers, and we do a lot of work. We put in a lot of time working in the parks, helping spruce them up, clean up weeds and whatnot, planting gardens.
That's Marianne Paneska. She's a member of Sheridan Park Friends, a nonprofit group that not only pulls weeds, but also independently raises money for the parks. This year, the group got money for more park benches and trees in the Cudahy Park. Paneska says the situation is dire in the parks, that it's more like a never-ending crisis.
Last year it was, they were trying to put in parking meters in the park roads so that anybody who came with their family or by themselves who wanted to park in one of the park roads would have to pay to do that, which is unheard of. I mean, people cannot afford that. We paid for the parks many, many years ago, and we paid for them to keep them free and open to all the residents of the county, and they should stay that way.
But parks wasn't the only concern raised at the budget briefing. Marvin Harris is a county transit bus driver. And when I asked Harris if he could get one thing out of Tuesday's meeting, what would it be?
It would be a fair contract, resolve some of the issues that we are speaking about now. These matters should have been settled. That's what I was just speaking to you about. When you propose to make a statement about things handled in good faith wouldn't get us to this point.
County Executive Chris Abley is in his ninth year of putting together a budget, and he says the concerns that people raise do not fall on deaf ears. But balancing the budget has become increasingly more difficult because every year they've had to cut around $25 million on average from the budget.
So one of the trickiest things about this is all the services we provide at the county are important. And so as soon as you get into a contest of what's more important, you know, transit or public safety or the courts or the district attorneys, you know, medical examiner, disability services, mental health, they're all important.
Abley says one thing that he takes into consideration when making the decision of what gets funded is considering who needs the services the most.
It's hard. I'll tell you, it would be a lot easier to have these budget hearings every year if the argument wasn't about what are we going to cut. The argument is about what are we going to invest in.
Abley says the county deficit is not because there isn't enough money here. In fact, he says that Milwaukee County is a huge revenue generator. The issue is that the county sends an unsustainable amount to the state, which may cause confusion among residents, especially when their taxes increase.
So I'm paying more, and yet I feel like I'm not getting as much. Why do we have to cut stuff? The problem is you are paying more. It's just that it's going to the state, not here.
The solution that Abley and some county supervisors are pushing is a proposal called the Fair Deal. It aims to create a new partnership with the state of Wisconsin with the intent to protect public services and invest in the future. Angelina Mosier-Salazar, 89.7, WUWM. Milwaukee's NPR.